This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is encouraging his supporters to keep an eye out for possible voting fraud on Election Day. In most states, including Illinois, poll watchers are required to get credentials from the State Board of Elections or local election authorities. I sat down with Jim Tenuto, Assistant Executive Director of the Illinois State Board of Elections, to talk about some of the rules for poll watchers and voters on Election Day.
Poll watchers represent candidates, political parties, a citizen group interested in preventing vote fraud, or a nonpartisan civic organization. And basically, what happens is that credentials are issued by either the State Board of Elections or the local election authority. To be a poll watcher, someone would have to be approved or sponsored by either a candidate, a political party, or a bona fide civic organization. So in other words, somebody just can't show up at the polling place, I want to be a poll watcher, I'm going to watch. You can't do that. You have to have credentials.
It's too late to sign up for that at this point, right?
Well, if you contact the political party or a candidate that you're interested in supporting, I imagine maybe they need volunteers or maybe they're looking for poll watchers. So it's really not too late.
And then the poll watchers, what do they do? What are they allowed to do? If people see poll watchers at their polling place, what can they kind of expect from them?
Well, a poll watcher, he can observe. He can be there when they open up the polling place just to make sure that the ballot box is empty. He can observe when the judges process voters. He can observe the entire process. A poll watcher is not allowed to interfere with the process, get disruptive, etc. And poll watchers are not allowed to touch any election material or election supplies. Even though they may be well-meaning, only the judges can handle the election material and the election supplies. They could challenge a person's right to vote, obviously in a polite way. They may say, oh, by the way, I think this person already voted, was here earlier in the morning, and he's coming back a second time. And if there is a challenge, the judges will make the decision as to whether to sustain or overrule that challenge.
And ultimately, the authority on Election Day is the judges, right? Like, they can decide, like you said, if there's a challenge or if someone's being disruptive, they can ask them to leave, that
exactly.
Sort of thing.
Exactly. Yeah, the judges are in charge. That's their domain, so to speak. And if someone is being disruptive, however they want to handle it, they could. And it gets to the point where they can just tell the person you have to leave. And there is a limit to the number of poll watchers. Each candidate can have two. Each party can have two. And the civil organizations can have one. If every candidate winds up having two poll, and it usually doesn't happen because usually it's coordinated through the party, the judge can say, it's getting overcrowded. We're going to have to limit the number of poll watchers. Then they do it by lot and would eliminate, restrict the number. But each candidate would be able to keep at least one, and each organization would keep one. So it's just a lot of it's just common sense you want to apply to that situation. You don't want to leave someone without a watcher, but at the same point, you can't have so many watchers that it's disrupting the polling place.
So the poll watchers get to come in beforehand and, as you said, make sure the ballot box is empty. Watch the setup. What about after, at the end of the day?
They can still stay there and observe when they tally the votes, et cetera. They could be there till the very end, but it's just to observe. They can participate, like I said, as far as challenging voters, but they can't handle any polling materials and they can't be disruptive.
And then for folks who are coming to polling places just as a voter, let's talk a little bit about the electioneering rules and restrictions so people realize, what's expected of them day of. You can't walk in wearing a T-shirt of your favorite candidate or bring a sign in or anything like that, right?
Absolutely right. From 100 feet to the entrance, it's considered a campaign-free zone. So no one is permitted to wear a campaign button, display political literature, even engage in any political discussion, for example, saying, oh, I can't see how anybody could vote for anybody but my candidate. The idea is it's supposed to be neutral territory, and you're not, again, once again, if someone gets disruptive, it's up to the judges to keep the polling place in order. But there have been instances where people will come in wearing a button, and most people don't realize that's not allowed, and the judges will ask them to remove it, or if it's a particular T-shirt on what supporting candidate, they'll ask them to, cover it up, or even some instances, turn it inside out. So, like I said, the judges take it pretty seriously about keeping that a neutral zone, and I think that's fair to everybody. And that'll be marked, too, with flags, cones of some sort, no political literature, no electioneering within that 100-foot zone. once you get outside the 100-foot zone, you know, you can usually tell when it ends because you'll start seeing all the signs pop up. Or you might see workers out there, you know, although I imagine they would try and get people before they, you know, get within the safety zone, so to speak.
One of the other calls for volunteers has been to have people do exit polling. What are the rules there as far as kind of hanging out for exit polling?
Well, exit polling is the one exception where, you know, once they left the polling room, even though it may be within like the 100-foot entrance, exit polling is allowed, once again, you know, as long as it's not considered electioneering or disruptive in any way.
With the situation we have going on with the presidential race, I mean, folks are calling this kind of unprecedented that Donald Trump has been really questioning the validity of our election system, and especially focusing on cities. Is there any concern from election authorities, or are they doing anything different this time? You know, how are people taking that?
Election authorities aren't doing anything different. Obviously, they're aware of these concerns. What's being done is trying to make people understand that election rigging, you know, as the term has been used, would almost be impossible. In Illinois, you have 109 jurisdictions running elections. You'd almost have to have some sort of plot or scheme involving all 109. And I'm not a good computer person, but I've been told that nothing is done on the internet. The results are tabulated at the end of the day, put onto memory cards. The memory cards are transmitted to the election authority. So what we're trying to do is just make people aware that the concerns are unfounded. Because of the way the system is set up, I guess you'd have to have 109 election jurisdictions involved somehow. The system just doesn't lend itself to that. And say, for example, they run the totals at the end of the day. You know, people are there, they observe, they know what the totals are. All of a sudden, if it shows, gee, there's a different number later, someone's going to say, wait a minute, you know, there's an inconsistency there. It would be very difficult to do something like that. So we just want people to relax and go out and vote, or even early vote, too, for that matter.
Early voting continues through today. Even if you haven't registered, it's not too late to register and vote in Illinois. For more information about voting and to find your polling place, visit our website, nprillinois.org.